This is a Bean Picnic production.
Welcome to That Shit We Do Like, a podcast about, well, it's in the name. In this episode, we'll be discussing them boys with the absentee godfathers. That's right, we're talking Hercules, The Legend of Hercules, and Immortals.
Immortals released in 2011 and centers on the Greek hero Theseus, played by the Superman of my heart, Henry Cavill. The film, which was directed by Tarsem Singh, also stars Stephen Dorff and Freda Pinto and Mickey Rourke as the big bad King Hyperion.
We're not going to edit that because y'all know that that was my line. She don't care about that man.
I do care.
Both takes on Hercules dropped in 2014. Hercules, starring Dwayne The Rock Johnson as the titular demigod, was directed by Brett Ratner and also stars Ian McShane and Rufus Sewell. The Legend of Hercules, directed by Rennie Harlan, stars Kellan Lutz as Alcides slash Hercules and Liam McIntyre as his loyal homeboy Satyrus.
Fun fact, Lutz also plays the god Poseidon in Immortals. Von Hurt also appears in both Immortals and Hercules. Luke Evans is Poseidon in Immortals and Apollo in Clash slash Wrath of the Titans.
It's a lot of interplay between all them folks, so I just thought that was fun.
Okay, so the Rotten Tomato scores. Immortals has a Rotten Tomato score of 49% for both critics and audiences. Hercules has 58 critics and a 48 audience score. Legend of Hercules has a painful 5% critics and a 33 audience. Damn, that's rude.
That's crazy.
Wild, right?
Very much so.
So, do you agree with the ratings for those three films?
I would say that Immortals is lowish, but not super low. Like I'm not gonna fight about it. I think it's better than people think it is, but I don't think it's great. Hercules, which is the Dwayne Johnson one, I think is actually, I would put it right between those two, actually. I didn't love it as much as I thought I was. So actually, I do kind of agree with the audience score more than I thought I would. And The Legend of Hercules. It's weird because this is one of those situations where I very much went into it like, this cannot be good. So I think that skews my perspective of the entertainment value of it. Like, if you go into it like expecting literally nothing, then everything that works is immaculate. Because you're like, wow, right? They did it. But yeah, I would say that it's...
That's you grading on a curve.
Right, but I do that naturally. Like, that's just my natural reaction to things. I would say that 5% of critics, like, that's crazy. That's low as hell.
That was hella disrespectful.
Like, 5% of critics are like, that's such a small amount of people to be okay with this movie. So no, I don't know that that's necessarily fair, but I don't think it deserves a high score. Like, I think the audience is closer to what it should be. I think the audience is like more fair to it. So yes, I guess I agree with the audience, but not the critics. What about you?
Yeah, you know, I think Legends of Hercules would have hit better if it was like on TV.
Yeah, you know,
it seems like one of those movies that you just watch that would be like on something like Sci-Fi or Spike or something, you know.
That's valid. And also, both of those came out the same year. So it came out the same year as the Dwayne Johnson one. And I don't know which one. I knew when I did this, but I didn't forget now. Actually dropped first.
Yeah. Like, who's going to go see your movie when The Rock is doing
this? Right. Because I'm like, The Rock is The Rock. And Kellan Lutz is fucking Emmett from fucking Twilight.
Yeah.
He's Twilight, not, right? Like, he's not a person that people are like showing up for. So it's also that unfair advantage of one over the other in general. Like, mind you, we just said Hercules also had like Ian McShane, had like other actors that people were familiar with that would have been a draw, even if Dwayne The Rock Johnson was not. Whereas The Legend of Hercules, like Kellan Lutz, people had a very specific audience, which is Twilight.
They was really hoping for them Twilight girls to show
up. Well, and they might, but that is also not for them, right? So there had to be something for them. And I think that was one of the movies that like, this is a thing that makes sense to me on paper, but it doesn't make sense when you think it through. Like, I can see what they thought. Like, casting-wise, I see it. He fits the character, right? But like the people who will come to see Ken and Lutz are not the people who want to watch this kind of movie. I just don't think it's an overlap. So they just messed up.
Yeah.
Unfortunately for them.
Okay, so I know all of these have like a similar theme. What do you think the filmmakers are trying to do here?
I mean, I really think that they're okay. So first and foremost, there's a level of people having a broad cultural knowledge of something. And obviously Greek mythology is one of those things. So you can always make something in that universe and people are kind of on board because they have a familiarity with it.
Even if
they
don't know those specific, school.
Yeah, they don't, even if they don't know those specific heroes or those specific stories, they kind of know the broad rules and like framework. Immortals, which Henry Cavill stars Theseus. It's like, Theseus is the name I've heard. I don't know who the fuck Theseus is. Like, I don't know that man. But like, I got the gist. I know God is here. I know it's going to be this, you know, whatever, this, that, and the other, because these are just kind of staples in this type of storytelling, right? So it's those things where you go in with a familiarity or a comfort with the broad storytelling staple that you're used to. And then it's like, they all just want to do their take on it. I would say that all three of these are very distinct takes, but The Legend of Hercules and Immortals are closer together in style and tone than the two Hercules are. Yeah, I think it was just like trying to bridge that gap of like action and like epic.
Yeah.
Like kind of, I don't know if not going back to, it's not that we don't have that, but I think it was taking that energy.
It's like the hero's journey that you learn about in school. It's always like the same type of books. And at the time, for actually a long time, we were talking about it, how movies like this had white people in a chokehold, like, they saw Gladiator, they saw 300 and all that stuff, and they was ready, right? And they kind of stuck with that theme for a bunch of years. Like, we had that, we had Alexander, like all of these type of films were
like Grecian,
they're coming from Roman, the same region.
Aesthetically very similar. They have not the same exact pantheon of gods, but like pretty much a one-to-one. There's like for you know, for every Greek, there's a Roman version of that god. So it was like a lot of shorthand, but also if you take away the god aspect and like the magic aspect, then you still have that very similar kind of societal and like structure of like, you know what I mean, empires. And I don't know, I just think that people were definitely into that dramatic landscape. Like, they was like, this is something that we can really play in that isn't at the time, it had not been played out yet, or they were in the process of like oversaturating it, but it hadn't gotten there yet when some of these were being conceptualized. Because again, we brought up Clash of the Titans and Wrath of the Titans, and I bring those up because Clash of the Titans actually is by and large the best of these films by a wide fucking margin. The only reason we didn't add that or didn't do that was because we were trying to do films that like we kind of remember. Like, I was like, Immortals, I was like, I remember liking Immortals, but not like I have strong feelings about it. And like, I remember really liking Clash. So that wasn't a surprise to me. I was surprised that it's better than I remember. So I was like, you know, I remember, I was like, Hercules, I remember liking it, but I also remembered it like in vignettes, like really small moments. So I didn't remember the whole movie. I didn't remember the story. I just remembered like these little funny moments or like whatever. So it was like, we tried to do movies that we kind of remember liking or kind of had a vibe about, but we wasn't sure. But Clash is actually, it got the exact thing right that I think these all fail at, which is being character driven and like being focused on that hero, but also having that large scale like action. And like, it's called Clash of the Titans, they not, it's kaiju up in there, they fighting large like creatures. And I'm like, oh, that's what the name is. Like, it did not occur to me.
Things we love to see,
right? So like, Immortals is actually super grounded. There's still like the element of like there are gods, there's like magic, but it's super, super grounded. And The Legend of Hercules is the same, where that's why I say I put them closer together in terms of tone and style. Very like gritty and grounded. They went that route. They went to kind of like, you know, we trying to be real, we trying to focus on the people. So it could have not been about demigods, if that makes sense. It could have not been about people who were like imbued with some type of magical power or like destiny. Whereas like Hercules, it's interesting because technically, it's not in that version of the story, it is not clear whether or not Hercules is actually a demigod. It's kind of a part of his legend and myth of like, oh, maybe he's a demigod, maybe he's not, but he has a legend about him, and this is how he lives up to that legend. So it's one of those things like, it's interesting because I think it could have been better executed to where that really I don't know. I feel like that was one, having watched it again, I'm like, oh, this is not as fun as I remember it being. Actually.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, it kind of gave me Black Adam, where it's like, oh, I really thought he was carrying in a way that he wasn't. So my memory of it was way more positive, or not even more positive, but I thought it was like a more fun version of that character. And it's not, it's funner than the rest of these. Now that is the most fun kind of general basic adventure kind of thing with the little quips and stuff. But in terms of like story and like everything happening, it's not as fun as I thought it was. So it's weird.
All right. So which one is your favorite then?
Of the three?
Of the three.
This is crazy because it's Immortals. And if we add in Clash and Wrath, I'll say Clash. But it's Immortals of the three because it's the most middle ground of like being, like taking itself seriously, but not being dour. The problem with Legend of Hercules is that it's a lot of like, it's just very dark. It's like, damn, are you living like this? It's something about it. It's just the energy is very...
Give my nigga a break.
Right. It's very something about it that's not, that don't connect. And people are like, oh, like if you read the reviews and like, it's got a low score. So you can assume people are like, oh, it's bad acting. But I've seen all these actors, or most of these actors and other stuff. So I know that it's not a lack of ability. There was maybe a direction issue or like something did not come together for that. But I do think there were moments in it that were really fun. And they had like really good fighting things that like played. There is something special about this fighter or this character where like his moves are slightly different or slightly better or elevated than people around him. But it's lost because, hey, the movie's just drab, like as a color scheme, as a vibe, as a tone. Rather, obviously, Hercules. I said that mug is nice and bright. You can see.
Yeah.
Very colorful. There are POC. Now, granted, you know, we gotta talk about this.
Granted.
Because this man has been playing in our face for decades at this point. Hercules is approximately a white man. I say approximately because they show a parent, like a mother. That is not a white, that's a white-ish, white adjacent person. They show an infant that is also white and or white passing. That infant does not look like it should grow up to become the Negro who is Hercules. I don't know.
Dwayne just has a tan. Okay? Like,
it was wild. This is maybe the darkest he's ever been in a, on film. Up until maybe like Hobbs in like Brazil. You know what I mean? Like, this is the darkest he is for a minute. And like, they are just trying to act like we cannot see. And I'm personally tired of it. I really am personally tired of it, but it's also one of those things where like, oh, if he is, because again, they like play on whether or not it's a legend or not. But if he is the son of a god, he can look like whatever, because the god can look like whatever. But I'm just like, y'all gotta stop this. But he does have like, in the movie, there's his nephew, or I don't know if that's really his nephew, or they just say his nephew in the black way, which is again, that is very, that's negrosity. Claiming people way. As your nephew and cousin that you ain't related to. But it's his nephew, and that's, I don't know, a white that's man of color? Definitely a person of color. I don't know what, I don't want to like assign a race to this person. They are not regular white. If they are white, they definitely dark white. Their parents lying to them. So, I don't know. I'm talking about no more. Oh, yeah. You know, The Rock just consistently playing white people. But I love it for him. I can't be mad about it. You've been getting away with it. So, clearly, it's like, if they like it, I love it.
The bag is secure.
Well, which one is your favorite of the three?
My favorite? I don't know. I think I'm going to have to go with Immortals too, because Hercules ended up being a lot more like boring than I remember it being.
Me too.
And then Legend of Hercules was just too much for me.
It was just a mess. Like, but it was one of those things, again, where you're looking at it and like on paper. Like, I can see everything very clearly to what I believe the intention was. And I can almost see it getting there, but they didn't. Unfortunately for them. But yeah, Hercules was kind of shockingly neutral to boring. I was like, oh, I'm like, yeah. Zoning out. Like, I don't, we watched this, what, last week? I don't remember half of it, and I just watched this. You know what I mean? Like, that's how ineffective it is, which is unfortunate. But that's why we talking about it. I feel like the least favorite is obvious, because we just ripped it to shreds, which is the legend. Because they were just not doing what needed to be done. They did not send their best.
Like, I feel like I could have got with that movie though, but it's missing something.
That's what I'm saying. It was like, to me, that one is the most put together, if that makes sense. Like, there are so many elements of it that make sense, like the most sense. I would say it's the most adherent to my expectations of like a Greek mythological story. right? Mm-hmm. Like, it's the closest to, like, oh, yeah, that makes sense. This is kind of, like, what I expect. But it just, it misses on multiple levels, and it's so hard to pinpoint. Because, again, I've seen a lot of these actors in other things, and I think that they had good actors in it. Not everybody, but I think that's what I think one of my notes is. The problem, actually, is that they had really great actors, and they had not great actors, and they were in the same scenes. So what happens is the bad acting is juxtaposed against really great, like, a good performance. So you are much more aware of the bad acting. That's the problem. And I think that's kind of the problem in the whole film. Like, even with action scenes, there's always things that work well are always immediately juxtaposed by the things that don't work. So you are immediately able to compare the best and the worst at the same time.
Pulls you right on out.
Right. So as soon as I'm like, okay, I'm in it, I'm leaning in, they do something, you're like, well, and it's like, it does that.
I'm out.
So like I said, there's a few fight scenes I thought were cool, then if something will throw you off, I'm like, well, y'all back on that bullshit, I see. So I think that was what it was, too. Like, I think there was something about, and I guess, again, that might be a direction thing. This might be a, like, Conan situation where if they had to went back with an editor, like, with a new editor and recut it, it could maybe be a better movie. Like, it could actually maybe be an entertaining movie because they might have what they need on film, but they just have to arrange it in a way that is more fulfilling to watch. It's something that just hit. Because, again, like, so many things work. And I, like, I saw it for Kellan Lutz. I was like, this feels like his range. Like, I feel like this is what he would be good at. Like, even when you watch Twilight, like, oh, he looked like he could play a Grecian god or something. Like, you know what I mean? Like, he looked like he could play that kind of role. And, like, he was cute up in, was it Immortals, right? He up there, like, damn, we need to go down there and help them people. And then Zeus, like, we ain't gonna help the people. He, like, I mean, I don't know. I'm gonna go ahead and help him. Like... I don't know. It was just like so close. Like I see so many good ideas and prospects, but they just never came together. So it's so unfortunate because I think that's like one of the not necessarily rare times, but one of those times where like I can see it and I want y'all to win, but y'all just the stars didn't align for this one. But in another universe, in another timeline, it probably was amazing. Like, you know what I mean? Like in another timeline, this movie was exactly what they wanted it to be, and it did great. You know what I mean? But not this timeline. Not in the Berenstain universe, unfortunately.
Not the Berenstain. All right. We're going to go into the mess meter, right?
This is going to be fun, though, because of the fact that it is what it be. So much of this is like the reason these movies exist. Cast attractiveness. It's like almost like, how do we show the most titties? Man titties, to be specific. Like, these are the kind of movies that they, attractiveness is a part of the
it's part of the casting process.
Yeah, like, they're like, this is important. We have to be right, choose correctly. So, I love this. So, for you, and mind you, we're not talking about leads.
Yeah.
Because that'll get you.
That will get you.
That'll get you. You gotta really marinate on that shit.
I was thinking that too. I think I'm gonna have to go with Immortals.
I didn't want to do it. I didn't want to say it first because I was like, "Damn, they're gonna be like, you know what she gonna do?"
No, Immortals. Immortals has it for real.
It do gotta be Immortals because, like, again,
Henry and Frida, though.
Right, Henry and Frida. Then you like, mind you, the gods.
Right.
Oh, they're fine. So. I'm gonna tell you. I really don't tell you. Like, Dwayne can't carry it for the whole movie. He can't do it. I'm sorry. He good, but he can't do it. It's him, his little cousin or nephew, whatever. The only, like, really cute people. And The Legend of Hercules, here's the thing. It's just too many people in that movie for me to remember what any one person looks like. Kellan Lutz is cute, but Kellan Lutz
and actually, they don't really have any people of color in that one, right. Too. So.
Like, Kellan Lutz is cute. He's not cuter than the other two people that we have discussed, right? And I love me some Liam McIntyre. But again, when we going,
but again,
you know, hate to do it. Henry, hate to have to be that way.
Putting him up against Henry and Dwayne is just not fair.
It's just not fair. Oh, this is going to be hard. Earnestness. So which of these has the most earnest, believable performances? Actually, this is very easy for me. I just realized.
I know. I'm like thinking about the emotional notes of the movies, and I'm going to have to go with Immortals again.
See? Because I already checked mine because I already knew what it was. It's definitely more like, again, I think it's the most grounded in, like, there's like a story that you are invested in off the bat. Mm-hmm. I think with Hercules, it's like the person. You know who Hercules is. You rooting for him because it's Hercules. But you don't give a fuck about the story. And then they finally get to the part of the story where they reveal stuff. You like, okay. And I don't mean like not to be rude, but like I don't care about his family. I'm sorry. Ooh, hit that for me. Yeah. And then like in Legend of Hercules, it's this relationship with this girl. I don't care about this lady. I'm sorry. I don't care about this lady. But in Immortals, they friends his mom for one. But it's also like that's that relationship is they established really, really fast and really like immediately the relationship between him and his mother, but also the relationship that the community has with his mom. So he has that protectiveness and all that. And they established that very fast in a way where you are immediately drawn in and you immediately care about this lady. Don't know her name, don't know shit about her, but I know that that's my bitch, right?
Like she's a good mom.
Right. So yeah, unfortunately or fortunately, you know, it's gotta be Immortals, which is so interesting. Okay, I'm gonna circle back to this, but for fun, we are gonna add the Titan movies in, but we're gonna circle back to it. So scientific soundness, like we recognize that all of these have like a magical elements, and they center around Greek gods and their powerful offspring. So we'll say contextual believability. Like what makes sense in universe for that specific, the rules that we are aware of and the rules that they present in these films. See, here's the thing with Hercules. I don't know. This is actually to me a negative. I don't actually know if magic, like it is, right? Like they do magic things. Like there are magical creatures like the Cerberus or whatever, but that's not necessarily magic in that universe. That's just a creature that exists. And I guess like the drink, I don't know actually. That's tricky. I actually don't even know if that qualifies, like what qualifies as magic in that universe, but because it's unclear, I don't know. This is a tricky one. I should have thought this through a little more because I really don't know the answer. But like the most contextual believability?
Yeah, like off rip, I want to say Immortals and I'm like, am I giving
them too much credit? I was about to say, damn, and sweep it. No, I think, because of contextual believability, they have, you know what? Yeah, ain't nothing to be done about it. Ain't nothing to be done about it.
Immortals wins everything.
That's crazy. I mean, the last one is like hype. We say superhero hype for the superhero stuff, but this is more like
this would be like action hype.
Right, like how much it matches that Greek god hero epic kind of vibe. See, this is another one this is tricky because of two things. I think on its face, Hercules would win this because you get all of those big moments, but they don't hit. I don't know.
I don't think they're as big as you would think of when you think of knockdown, drag out.
There is no emotional connection to things. There are like action set pieces that I have no connection to or pull to. So I'm not rooting for, I don't care what happens. So you go back to something like Immortals, which I think is more muted itself at a few times. They have like a few clashes, but it's actually kind of muted. But because you actually give a fuck about this story to some extent, you are like, okay. And then I like the way they use the god, like the gods interfere in their own special little ways. Like Poseidon, like, I'm just gonna go ahead and go for a little swim.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just gonna go dive. And that's how he creates this, you know, like tidal wave and shit. And like these little moments that are small, but that's what you want from like a Grecian, I don't know. Technically, Legend of Hercules, I feel like, again, like I said earlier, is the most straightforward one, like on paper that you would. So it matches the vibe the most, but it's just not fun. So this is hard because of that. Because I think none of them get it right.
Mm-hmm.
This is weird.
Yeah.
I watched Legend of Hercules after Immortals, but I remember Immortals fight scenes and like bigger moments more. So I'm going to say Immortals because those are the ones that I remember.
They had a lot more like magical elements within the fights too. So that kind of makes it bigger.
Yeah, because they have like the bow for Immortals, like the magic bow that do magical shit. They explain the movie. Yeah. It makes sense in universe. Like they have it's just a whole bunch of shit going on. It's just a whole lot of things.
Right.
So I said I was going to circle back to. So what I was saying is we have both initially, Clash of the Titans was one of the main things that had both remembered liking and seeing and whatever. So we were like, oh, this will be episode, that would be one of the things we talk about. But we decided, like, over the time of us, like, planning it, we switched the movies out so we could have a different kind of, you know, like, a different conversation because we both, like, Clash. But that being said, I feel like if we added Clash in, except for Cast Attractiveness, because I still think Immortals wins, I feel, you know, actually, no, this might be a half and half. Where do you think Clash would fall in all of these categories for you? Like, you could Clash or Clash and Wrapped. We can kind of put them together. It's a lot of overlap, but it's the main characters.
So we said out of the three that Immortals wins everything.
Pretty much. But like, if you threw Clash in there.
If you threw Clash in there.
It throws a few of them off.
Yeah, I think Clash would probably take over the scientific soundness and hype.
I would agree. Those are the exact places I would put them, because I watched it. Like, I remember liking it. I own it. Like, I literally had to watch it on Blu-ray because it didn't even have a digital copy. It predates this, like, digital copy or the version I have. I watched it on Blu-ray and I was just literally like, oh my God, this shit crazy. Like, so much is happening. Like, this movie is, like,
was so good, right?
No, it was so, it's so good. It's so fun. And it's huge. Like, it is so, like, scale. But also, we say scientific soundness. Again, this is all in universe, but I love how they play on everything we, again, know about Greek monsters and shit, and then they make it fun, like, a whole... It's just, like, crazy. And the hype. Because, again, it's like kaiju. They got kaiju. It's like Godzillas and shit. But it's, you know, the Greek... You know, we all know, release the Kraken, which... Do you know I had forgot that was from that movie? So when he said it, I was like, oh! I was like, oh! Did he release the Kraken? Like, it literally, all that shit flooded back into my mind. Because I had watched it so many times when it was, like, a newer movie. Or I guess when I bought it or whatever. And then it was, like, a long gap. So I was like, I'm going to just watch it. But we can just go see. Because we had already planned this episode. Already had watched the other ones. So I had just threw that in there. Like, I'm just watch Clash just to have it as a comp, like, something to compare against. Which was my thing. Because it was, by and large, the best of all of these. Now, Wrath is not as good as Clash, but I still would put Wrath ahead of all of these. And I hate that. I would put it closer to Immortals. I would put it somewhere in that range, but it's still a funner movie. It's kind of like the if Hercules was done better. But, yeah. I would be in the same place with that one.
That's it. That's all.
Period.
Okay, fam, you made it to the end of the episode. We see you. And hey, we weren't just talking to each other. We were talking to y'all. We want to hear from you. How do you feel about the demigods? Were the titty meats titty in?
Did you write that or did I write that?
Hit us up at TSWDLpod on the bird, the same handle for the gram, and if you like the ghetto, like we know some of y'all do, hit us up on Facebook. All right, see you next episode. Peace.